February the 15th, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warafuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talk, go online to www.blocktalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Rev is the one who evolved mankind. So because a nation is advanced in science, that does not mean it has to be right. That small climate is what all of us are suffering from, and that is what all of us have to make struggle, jihad, against. But you can't go directly at them. As I said, it is an ideology, and whoever is behind the ideology comes under the mindset and become one of the devils. It is plainly given in Surat al-Nas, chapter 114 of the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul anhu bin Rabbin Nas. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord, mankind. The Lord of mankind means the one responsible for the advancement over a long history of the human beings in society. He is the one responsible for that, the Lord of mankind, who evolved you and brought you to your best development until you achieve the growth and the better condition that you have now. God is responsible for that. So that is what Allah is saying when he says Lord. It is not the English word Lord. It is a Quranic word for Lord, Rabb. So Rab comes from the word meaning to raise children, to take them from birth when they are delivered from the womb and then raise them. Now, man has nothing to do with caring for us. Well, science does, but it can happen without man and science. There are a few cases where we need the help of the hospital, the clinic, science, and et cetera. For the mother who is pregnant, most mothers, they know how to care for themselves while they are pregnant. And the baby is delivered and no man or human got into that work. So Allah creates us in the womb or in bodies of our mothers. He creates us. He creates and still creates us in the womb of our mothers, in the body of our mothers. But when the child comes out, it has to be cared for because it can't manage for itself. It is totally dependent, right? So we take credit for raising the child, saying, I did my best. And sometimes your best is wonderful. And people say, oh, you have such beautiful and wonderful children. Well, the same care and devotion that the mother has for her child that God formed in her and delivered after 9 months normally, Allah has that for the humanity, all people, for all of his dependents. And his dependents are all living, all the life in creation, are the dependents of God, Allah, the Creator. So Allah, when we say he is Lord, that is what it is saying, that I am responsible for you advancing on this earth. Without my help, you could not have done it. So he is Lord of all the worlds. and the word for world comes from a world meaning to know. It does not suggest material things, it suggests a process for perception, a process for the intellect, a process for knowledge. Don't we say the world of science and the world of science? That is what Allah wants us to come to. Understand the common knowledge that we could not, we could not make the moon, the sun, the stars, the galaxies out there. That's what that wants us to come home to the bright light. In that knowledge, science, education, and the life history of all humanity. That without him, without an idea or a perception of a cause behind this universe, bringing it all to be and seeking to know what it is and finding its consistency, its unity in terms of logic that holds all the universe, all the matter together. So if you had not arrived at that, you would not have been able to develop your science and progress as you have progressed on this planet Earth. Tawheed, one God, creation is one logic. So the arriving at the monotheistic idea of God is what made all the possibles, all that possible. And you don't find any people, any of the nations that didn't grow with that monotheistic idea of ruling and demanding things now. It is only those who embrace that monotheistic idea that I explained to you that you should understand as Tawheed in the complete meaning and picture from Waheed that means oneness. The idea of oneness in Islam starts with one cause or one factor bringing all of it about, God the Creator, planning, speaking. It starts with God the Creator. Then it goes to his creation. And then we accept and witness that his creation is one, consistent logic holding the whole thing together. Then we progress from that premise to man's life and say, yes, that means it is one life and should be one family and one community. And Nasu Wahidatan, all people were once one community in the beginning with Adam. If we perceive it, that means we were all subject to our nature. We all had the same makeup in our bodies and in our minds to start with. So we were once one people. And they did not differ until knowledge came to them. And then one boasted in his little knowledge that he was able to grab, see and understand, and they started separating. The black man, he didn't even see any knowledge. He was just affected by the knowledge, and he's separating. Imam Muhammad, he brought us to the Quran and the Sunnah. In other words, his job is through, as far as I am concerned. His leadership, as far as I am concerned, is finished. He brought us to the Quran and the Sunnah. But now, brother, I'm going my way. Well, that's the way life is. You have to accept it and keep striving, because if you take up too much time with that brother, he'll hold you back. Our time is too precious. We don't want to do nothing to him except say salam. We don't want to do anything to him except say salam. And we don't have the time to say as-salam. If you are confronted or happen to encounter the ignorant people, say to them peace. You don't have the time to say as-salamu alaykum. No. Say salam and keep going. So on this cross now, it is a symbol or a sign of universality. Universality and what? Universality in the pursuit of correct perception. Universality for the mind, the intellect, and that wants to know and wants to search and wants to create and build universality for the sciences. So universality for the thinker, the philosopher, for the scientist, universality for people who want to improve upon human society. So you heard the expression double cross. That is what Satan did to us. Allah made our nature to be in the right balance. The prophet, peace be upon him, said, Kul amatu fastikin. Say, I have believed and thereafter be upright. So the balance that God created in our nature for us is upright. And actually every human being evolved to stand up erect. And all you have to do is raise your arms or on a level with your shoulders and you form a cross. So the cross also is a sign of the uprightness, the balance that Allah created us for. And obviously the Shaitan wanted to deprive man of that balance in his nature. It was lost when he refused God's plan for human beings because Satan was cast down and told to do what? Bite the dust. Crawl on your belly. That's where your problem is. In your stomach. So what you're going after is going to pull you down upon your stomach, and you are going to have to crawl on your stomach. Your stomach will become your legs. Surface skin is his means of transportation. And another thing strange about the creature called serpent, he has no legs and he moves so spookily around on the ground. He will spook you up. He just moves so easily and swiftly with no feet, no legs. So his outer skin is also his means for transportation or transporting him. Yes, I don't want to take up too much time with this thing. I want to stay on the course. But that is food for the thought. He is silent and he moves in a very spooky way. And if I don't care whether you are a tough man or not, women right away, they accept that they are afraid of snakes. But some of these macho brothers, they want to pretend they are not afraid of anything. But if you wake up at night or in the daytime, man, and you see one of those big snakes moving around, buddy, you are going to be frozen. Cross, a sign of the original state that Allah made the soul to be in. So the cross is a symbol of great advancement, the original state that Allah made the soul to be in. But it is also a symbol of great advancement in the world that you have achieved balance. Now, the ancient also designed, the ancient also designed, the scale that you weigh things in to be a likeness or a symbol for the natural balance that should be in human beings. They designed the scale with a vertical rod like a little small pipe or board and then suspended in a chain or rope from it and two cups or two pieces to hold a weight. They still have these scales around, and you can find them somewhere. In fact, I think there is any scales older than them, It is the oldest of scales. So you know how much one weight is that you have that is maybe 1 pound or 5 pounds or a different pound weight. So you put the known pound weight pieces on one side, and then you put what the person is buying on the other side. So if they are buying navy beans, then you put enough navy beans on the other side to balance the weight. So once you balance it, then it is accurate if it was a 1/4 pound or 2 pounds piece on the other side. When you balance it, you have 1/4 or 2 pounds of whatever on the other side balanced. So that's the old scales. Adam is not flesh, but soul. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, in the Bible, It is a man after Adam. He is called the second Adam in Christian theology. And the Bible establishes that. It says the genealogy Jesus Christ, and it goes on to connect persons in his past who were supposed to be related to him or he descended from. Goes all the way back, naming different persons in the history. And lastly, it says, and Adam, who was created by God. His family line of genealogy goes back to Adam. And they take it back to Adam to say that his father was Adam. And Adam was not born of male or female. Adam was created by God. Adam is soul. So therefore, if you understand, brothers, students, his father was not male because Adam is both male and female. And Adam is not flesh, meat. Adam is soul. So he created his genealogy back to Adam. And it says Adam was created by God, meaning that whatever happened in between has no real importance in Jesus' life. It was not those in between who produced Jesus. It was the right, correct, perfect soul that produced Jesus, the soul that Allah himself created for all human beings. So Jesus is a symbol of the cross of balance. So here it is, himself symbol, himself of the cross, isn't he? So in his perfectly balanced soul or nature, he is a cross, a universal symbol or sign that communicates great insight. Then they took him and put him on a cross. And they fixed him on a cross so that he had no mobility. They stopped him from having any mobility. The cross that Allah puts us on is mobile. It is flexible. It can come out of the balance to do its work while spiritually obeying the balance. So physically, the movement are not of balance, but they are coming from a spirituality that is still in the perfect balance. So this deed or balance, his work suggests honorable because he is respecting the check on his nature that is internal. So he can perform all of these activities are formed from the core that is formed from the balance. So the actions are good, the deeds are good. The work of good, everything is good that comes from him because he's coming from his correct balance in the nature. So you don't have to have a physical picture, understand this spiritual picture. Now I know where I'm going. Be patient like I am. Jesus is also a sign of this great knowledge, this great science for achieving dominance. So they made him a sign holding their secrets for advancing their dominance. And that is why we don't accept the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. They neither killed him nor crucified him, but it was made to appear that way. People perceived that, but it didn't happen. That's how they perceived it, but it didn't happen. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. So we are talking about the balance now. It is said of Jesus Christ because he had this upright nature, just as God gave it to the world in the first man, Adam, before he was deceived. He is the model figure. Now the sign to the world of how man is to achieve the perfect government or the perfect rule for mankind. And it says in these words, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. His shoulders are balanced. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Yes, so he will be able to counsel government, not talking about people only, mainly government. He will be able to counsel government, give them the best advice, help them solve their problems that are in the way of their progress, etc. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. So when we read in the Quran that God has given us a balanced community, that is an answer to that promise in the Bible that the government shall be upon his shoulder. That is the wonderful community that Allah gives us in the Quran, Ummatan Wasata. So there is hadith that they say go like this. Jesus Christ is coming back, and he is coming back with a mighty sword. He's going to swing it, and it's going to be so big that he is going to swing it, and it's going to reach everything on the planet Earth, and it's going to slay the wicked and break the cross. And Prophet Muhammad said, do not break the cross. That is what he told his followers. And when they would fight in the war, he cautioned them, don't destroy the secret things of the Christians. And he said, according to the hadith, taught he did not break a cross. So break the cross means break the code and get the secret. Now, how do we understand this hadith that certain religious groups in Islam make a big deal of? How are we to understand that the cross is going to be broken? He broke the code and got the secret. So this is the way it is going to be broken. So you break the code and bring out the secret. So you're not going to the church and break those sacred emblems and things they have in there. There is no Christ Jesus coming back with a sword long enough to go all over the planet Earth, slay the wicked and break the crosses and stuff like that. It was in my dynamic life when I was a minister. Don't let me spook you up now. I'm a rational man. So when I was a minister for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in Philadelphia, he had just sent me there. I wanted some flyers put out, and I had not heard this hadith about the cross being broken. But I knew subsequently, I guess, that the cross was a problem, so I decided myself I could always write and draw. I designed the cross and gave to the brother and said, go and have leaflets put out like this. I designed a cross that was leaning like the cross in the story about the black man who had compassion on Jesus when they were taking him to the place where they were going to crucify him on the cross. And they were carried his own big, heavy cross, big, heavy thing. And this black man in the crowd got so touched and pained by the suffering of Jesus, he ran and got under the cross. This is the story. And he helped Jesus carry the cross to the place where they were going to crucify him on it. And at that time, I was not thinking of that because it has been. Since then, I saw a movie where the black man came and he supported the cross so Jesus could not have too much of a burden on him. So I had it like that. The cross was leaning like it had fallen over, and I had it broken, so the vertical pieces were broken, but still being held together by a little bit of wood. But it was open at the angle like that. There were jagged edges showing. It had been broken. I did that as a young minister, and now in this life of mine, over 70 years old, God has shown me the real cross and the real meaning of breaking the cross. Praise be to Allah. And the kingdom shall be upon his shoulders. So man wants to achieve the idol government And he wants to that government to be compatible with the human creation of human nature. So the side of a human as the balance is communicating or broadcasting that knowledge, that this government is going to be compatible with the natural urge in the human life. And it shall be supported by the natural design, by creation in the human life. So that is what is going to support it. It is going to be balanced upon that. So when Allah says to us, it is the religion of origin for human life, it is Adam's design, the natural man's nature and design. It is the religion of origin, the one upon which he patterned all human society. All human society, and patterned on this original pattern, God put it in the life of the individual person. Now, when we read our government's language, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all humans are created equal. All men have the same creation as created by God. That's what it is saying, as created by God. So we are all the same, equally equipped for what we have to do on this earth. At birth, that's what it is saying. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by. Before it didn't say creator. They had added that later, very recently, I just said, endowed with certain inalienable rights. Among these rights that you can't take away, no government has the power to take it away. The liberty means to develop your mind. This comes with human creation. Government has not the right or the power to take it away. And among these life liberties, life means the right to live, to have a life. Liberty means the right to develop your mind and have progress for your life. And the pursuit of happiness is to own property. So this is how they interpreted it. So this is how they established for that language to be interpreted in the Constitution of our United States. The judge and whoever are going to be acting as authority with the Constitution, they ought to have that understanding. Fatira means he originated. Well, the same thing said to us, Dino Fitra Lati, Fatira Nasiha Aleha. The religion of the original nature, or the original, or the religion of the original design and pattern, the one upon which God formed all nations and all people, originated, not just formed. Fitra means originated. Fitra means the original pattern. So Fitra means he originated it. He formed for the first time society upon that original pattern. So this is the only way man has evolved. He has evolved upon the best of his nature. So he has used his intelligence as it has been created or given to him in his original life by nature. And he has respected the best that life, the excellence of his own life and developed worlds, because he has respect for that design in his nature, the best design in his nature. Come back to that innocent, pure light. So that is how man formed the world, formed society. And we have signs and symbols, or signs and wisdom, in Jesus Christ and in the cross and in the crucifixion. And we have clear language in Quran. So to have this beautiful world that our souls hunger for and search for, we have to be connected with the best of our creation or our design as humans that Allah, our creator, gives us. So we have to come back to that innocent, pure light that has no bad motives, no bad intentions. The world once went wrong when Adam went wrong. So in the Bible, it says the Father has to be brought back and connected to the children and the children with the Father. Reconcile. If it doesn't happen, the whole world, Earth, is going to be hit with a curse. So this is what the Bible says. Now, I don't know how a preacher will commit on that to his congregation. He might think that the Father is God. He might say the Father is Jesus Christ, that we have to accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God and God. So he might say that, though he is the Son, not the Father. But it is simply as plain as day. The world went wrong when Adam went wrong. And Adam is a universal type, representing the common life that God wants in all of us, that we take an interest in this creation, because he has charged Adam with being a caretaker. So there were no houses like we understand them. There were no buildings, streets, and cities like we understand them. So what was he to be a caretaker of? What was he being held responsible for? The natural environment. So he had created man firstly to be responsible in the natural environment, responsible to the Creator. In the natural environment, God said, whatever it is in the sky, I made it to come down and yield its benefits to you. And whatever is in the earth, I made it to yield its benefit to you, all people. So that is the Adam that we have to be reconciled with. If not, all of us are going to be cursed down here on this earth. So you have to come back and get the mind of the first man, get the heart of the first man. Male and female, you have to come together in that posture and in the position as the caretaker, custodian, khalifa, responsible for the environment to your wife, responsible to your children, responsible to your community. You are supposed to be a developer. Allah put Adam in the earth to be a developer. And that is how he became the one qualified to teach even the angels the language, even their own names. And even in this day and time we are living in, the developers are still more Adam than anybody else. That piece is not, that preacher is not Adam. The typical preacher is no Adam. After the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, get some of this good earth responsibility for your own community and build things, these preachers now are trying to build homes, and they are doing a lot of good work, but they didn't do that before. So now they are becoming little Adams, little developers, and that's good. I like that, and we like that. So Muhammad was taken up into the heavens. Well, we are about to close this out. So it says they have to be reconciled with their father. Muhammad was taken up into the heavens, and on the ascent, the night travel, the first level that he witnessed as he was rising in the ascent of the human soul, was the level upon which he greeted Adam. He said, peace be unto you, my father Adam. And he was taken up to a second level. There were seven levels he was taken through. On the second level, he saw there Jesus Christ, the Son, Jesus Christ, and John the Baptist. I'm saying it in the language of the church. He saw Jesus, Isaac, and John, Yahya. He said to them, peace be unto you, my brother Jesus, my brother John. And then he was taken up into the third level, and he witnessed Joseph, Yusuf, in the Quran. And he greeted him likewise, my brother. But on the first level, he said, my father, Adam. Then on the second level, he said, my brother, to John and Jesus, Yahya and Isaiah. And then he went to the third level, and it was his brother Joseph, Yusuf, he said. my brother, Joseph. And he went to the fourth level, and he greeted him, my brother, Idris. Then he went to the fifth level, and there he witnessed Aaron, the brother of Moses. And he greeted him, peace be unto you, my brother Aaron. And on the sixth level, there was the witnesses, Moses, who was higher than Aaron. Of course, and he greeted Moses, peace be unto you, my brother Moses. And he finally arrived at the seventh level, and there was Ibrahim. And he said, peace be unto you, my father Ibrahim. From there he went, he was taken on the travel. So it was an ascent. That's vertical, isn't it? He went straight up from where? He went straight up from the Kaaba, from the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, into the heavens. So the vertical mustaqim is the path of uprightness. They develop of the development of the soul and virtue, purity, and high principles, etc. So that is the ascent. Then he traveled that Then he traveled that horizontal. Now you tell me, that isn't that a cross? If the ascent is vertical and the travel is horizontal, you have a cross. So see how the mystery are addressed in so many ways to educate the blessed ones. Praise be to Allah. So the horizontal, the important relationship that man has with man's family, has with family, industry, has with industry, communities have with community. That's the horizontal. So he was taken to the place that was the symbol of the glorious time for the Jews, to Jerusalem, where there was the kingdom of Solomon. And the ruins are still there, where they go to the wheeling wall. They are weeping on what is left of that great kingdom. What are they weeping for? We lost this. Enemies conquered us. Not the Muslims. Before the Muslims, it was the Romans, really. The Muslims did not want to conquer them. The Muslims never wanted to conquer them. The Muslims just wanted to have their rights like they wanted to have their rights. So Medina established after the ascent and the night travel. Allah took him to the great peak for excellence in the life of those people, symbolized as the government under Solomon, the wise, upon him be the peace. And you know what happened later, almost right away? He decided to go to Medina to answer the invitation of the people of Medina. And with the experience and knowledge that Allah gave him in that ascent and that travel, night visit, he was prepared to go and establish the first Muslim world in Medina. It was a world he was to establish. So he went to Medina. We say government, but it was a world. It was a new world. He went there to Medina, and he became the leader for the establishment of the Ummah, the new world of Islam. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio. So Jesus Muhammad excellence from their original nature. So he had to first be in the excellence that Allah created for all of us when he created Adam. Muhammad was in that excellence. Jesus and Muhammad are to be seen together. So he said there will come a time when the world will see them together, Jesus Christ and himself. So he's Prophet Muhammad said that peace be upon him. So we are to see them together, most importantly, in that Jesus Christ did not get his human excellence from the environment that he was born in and lived in. He got his human excellence from his own original nature. That means it is not to be given credit for because it came directly from his original nature, kept for him, preserved for him, and communicated to him by his creator God, Most High. Yes, and the same is for Muhammad. Although Muhammad had a mother and a father, Muhammad had a mother and a father, but in the authenticity, it had little of importance in his coming up. Because his father died before he was born, and his mother died when he was yet a child. That would be like his first year of elementary school. So he did not have a parent. He did not have parents. And it is more like Adam, isn't he? He had no mother and no father to take over his life and care for him like Adam. Adam had neither father nor mother. And Christ Jesus did not have a father, which is perfectly understandable. Allah doesn't reveal things to man that he can't understand. You just have to grow in knowledge and experience so you will be able to digest what is not for children but is for adults. So Jesus is a sign of where man is to take his life. So in the closing of this session, we come back to the individual, Christ Jesus, as a prototype for all people and as a sign. He is a type serving as a sign pointing to where man should take his life on this earth to establish it and have a great society. And Muhammad is actually the human guide guiding his followers to that. Allah says that he evolved the kingdom or the throne, the rule over people. He called the rule of a people to come to whomsoever he pleases. He revolves it, meaning it is not going to stay with any one people always. His covenant will not stay with any one people always. And the rule over society that he approves of will not come to any one people and stay with them always. No, it revolves. It goes from one to the other. But if you understand this word in Arabic, it does not suggest revolving at all. But the natural order of creation and development that Allah inspired when it is lost to come back, it is like a revolving. But what is it revolving around? The earth or around the geographics of the earth? Yes, it does that. But it might back up that way. That way it might come eastward or westward in Africa. Or it might go back to the other way through Asia or some people in Asia. So we can't see it that way. You can't see the revolving in that way. It revolves from the original man back to the original man. It starts with the original man and it goes from him to the philosopher, to the nation builders, the commercial order. And that is what has the throne right now in America. The commercial order, they have the rule. So it revolves. But where did it come from? How did it get started? It started from the original man, from his original nature and his purpose on this earth to develop matter, to develop earth or land, etc. In accordance with God's will, that is imprinted on his very nature. God's will is imprinted upon his very nature, upon his very biological flesh, etc. Constitution. God has inscribed it, inscribed him, and it manages to one day come to his conscience. And he begins to progress on this planet Earth. So that is how God evolved it. What is the word? The word is taken from the Arabic verb, meaning this word with Shaitan designed on in scripture us from our own originality, and we take upon different pursuits that God intended for us because that is inscribed in us. Two, it is called sublunate. Allah has that he designed for man's nature, enlightenment, and productivity. They are all inscribed upon this nature. So man is going to pursue these sciences, etc. These are the paths of the Creator, the path of God for him. And these paths sometimes causes us to separate and get lost from each other, lose the central purpose. And we have to come back to the fulfillment of life for mankind on this planet Earth, community life. And when they are blessed to come back to the original nature, the original pattern in man's creation, then the light is whole world, the whole world. So these separate possessions cannot light the whole world. But if you come back to your universality, which is your original nature, you can light the whole world. So Son of Man is Son of Man. He repairs and rejuvenates the life, pardon me. Sleep repairs and rejuvenates the life. So when that happened, it is through the sun was absent in the life of the people. And the sun comes and makes the whole land bright. And the sun is so compassionate. Now, why is he talking about the sun? You are supposed to be understanding, if you are my student, the sun is so compassionate that it goes away so that the people can have a good night's rest. And as one says, I repair and go to repair. It means go to sleep and sleeping, repair the life, rejuvenate the life. It gets you ready for another sunrise. And the sun says, okay, I have given you time to get the benefit of the night. Now get up. It is Sajda. I'm coming now. Be upon before I made my presence. Isn't it wonderful? When you read in the scripture in the Son of Man, it should be spelled S-U-N. S-O-N is for using for us in this common language. But in the real language, in the knowledge, it should be S-U-N. And that is the way it was to begin with these, when they stopped writing it like that, starting with S-O-N, Son of Man. Both are correct. So we descended from the first man. We are the sons of man. But more importantly, for spiritual understanding and enlightenment, we are the S-U-N of man. And it is a natural light. It is part of the creation of man. It is in the creation of man, so he was created to be an illuminated body, to rise up out of his gross matter and illuminate the world of man, as Allah said. And he made the day for activity so man can get busy about his work. And Jesus Christ said, I have to be about my Father's work. Universe created for Muhammad, the type of all mankind. Well, that concludes our session. So don't underestimate the human creation. And don't underestimate what God has said of human creation. Don't play down your own creation. Hear what God said about your excellence and the power and the excellence of creation. And if you can just stick with this one statement, Allah created this universe. The philosopher, the pious one in Islam amongst the scholars, say he created the universe for Muhammad. But Muhammad is this one, Wallace also, Muhammad is the type that addresses Wallace and all of us. So Allah created it for Muhammad, yes. He created it for the excellence that we are to understand for the human model in Muhammad's life and in his demonstration of that excellence. But that's supposed to be in me too. It is inherent into me too. And if Muhammad is a model for me, then he is a guide to guide me to my excellence, called Uswa Hasana, to my model of excellence. All of us don't achieve quality. All of us don't achieve equally like all the prophets. All are not equal in mission and achievement. They start with Adam and they go up to Abraham. And Muhammad comes and he combines, reconciles all of them together. And then he comes and applies the light of the seven. He is the eighth. And he comes with the light of the seven and applies it as God intended for it to be applied in the life of man on earth. And all of that is in me and all of that is in you. Allah says there are seven tracks above and like seven in you. And the wise Saudi Arabian ruler, he would say, we have to come to 14, meaning you have to complete to fulfill the purpose for your creation and your small seven. And you have you have down here on earth. And you have to ascend in the enlightenment, in the knowledge, in the light that the levels that are seven firm, seven strong tracks. And in the Bible, it is called firmament. Firm means strong, doesn't it? In the Quran, seven strong tracks. In the Bible, you just get the picture of elevation. But in the Quran, you get the picture that is on every elevation, there is something, a world evolves, revolving, rotating. So Tahrir around the Ka by name, orient yourself by the original nature. So that gives us the real picture of the true order of the heavens and the stars and the moon and the earth and all. But it is addressing the soul of man, that you have to have a center for your movement. And while you are going in different directions, vertical, horizontal, you have to hold to your core, your center, and do not get away from it. So you revolve around it. So everything has a center for keeping the life, for preserving the life. We should be holding it to it, the Kaaba, as a symbol. We go there and we make Tawir around left to right, left to get back where we came from, the nature God created, not the one in your conscience, but the original nature, orientating yourself by the original nature, going to the left, prayer of the two persons, the one on the left side leads. And you know when there are only two persons praying, which one leads? The one is on the left or the one on the right. So the one on the left, that means if you do not know where you are going, you better not lead using your own senses and thoughts. Rely upon your original nature. Because the third is your purpose. The one who stands in the front of you is your purpose. And that imam is supposed to know where we are going. I hope he does. Praise be to Allah. So Juma is for education. And we cannot form Juma with two. You have to have at least three. So the Juma is for education. It is for enlightenment. The one who leads us is supposed to recite Quran. And in the Quran, there is all that we need to establish ourselves on this planet Earth and be very successful, marvelously successful. And that is what I see in our future. So we are really not feeling too happy to say goodbye. To you, I like this expression, all goodbyes are not gone. So I'm going to leave you now and greet you, assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak, and Ramadan Mubarak. Preparing to start here until, I was preparing to stay here until Asr time, but we are finished, so I'm leaving. I don't know if you are aware of that. However, I did say all goodbyes are not gone. So you all take care. Have a blessed Ramadan. Barakallahu Ladeen, this is concluded. The Ramadan session is concluded, and we will start tomorrow with the tafsir of Imam Waqidin Muhammad. We thank New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Miraj Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. I like to say this, all the mistakes that is made is my mistakes, not Imam Waqidin Muhammad. These are my mistakes, and I'm a student, so I'm learning. Thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.